This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Electioneering has reached a feverish pitch with leaders of various political parties crisscrossing states to garner support. Campaigning will come to an end tomorrow. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies from 8 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Dadar in Maharashtra. Before arriving at the venue, the Prime Minister paid his tributes to Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar at Chaityabhoomi and Swatantra Veer Vinayak Damodar Savarkar at Savarkar Smarak. Earlier today, the Prime Minister addressed rallies at Hamirpur, Barabanki and Fatehpur in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking at a rally in Hamirpur, he attacked the Congress party again on the issue of minority reservation. In a major development, Samajwadi Party MLA from Mushahar constituency in Rai Bareli, Manoj Pandey, today joined the BJP in the presence of senior party leader Amit Shah. Later, the senior party leader also addressed a political gathering in Mushahar and stated that if the INDIA bloc comes to power, they will lock the Ram temple again. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a gathering in Balia district, affirming that the BJP is poised to come to power for the third consecutive term. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned jointly today in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said that once they will come to power, the INDIA bloc will make law on MSP for the welfare of farmers. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political gathering in Pratapgarh district today and attacked the BJP and Congress. She said both the parties indulged in corruption. Withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of the Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of next month. The Election Commission has issued a show cause notice to BJP Lok Sabha candidate in Tamluk, West Bengal, Abhijit Gangopadhyay, for his alleged derogatory remarks against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The Commission said his comments have been found improper, injudicious, beyond dignity in every sense of the term, and in bad taste. It is also found to be prima facie violation of the Model Code of Conduct. The poll body has sought his response by Monday evening on why action should not be taken against him. The External Affairs Ministry today said that India sees Chabahar Port as India's commitment towards realizing the potential of the place as a connectivity hub for Afghanistan and for landlocked Central Asian countries. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, MEA spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said the long-term agreement between India and Iran is a major achievement. The spokesperson informed that Secretary Economic Relations and the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi, will pay a two-day visit to Kazakhstan's Astana on the 20th of this month to represent India in the meeting at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Council of Foreign Ministers. On the 4th, Indian arrested by Canada and Khalistani separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar's murder. The spokesperson said India has not been formally conveyed this so far. He also said that no consular request has been received either. Replying to a query on recent protests in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, he said protests are a result of the policies over there. He added that Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will always remain an integral part of India. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory for Indian nationals travelling to Cambodia and the Southeast Asian region for jobs, asking them to be wary of fake agents. The advisory issued by Indian embassies in Cambodia and Laos said many fake agents operating in the region along with agents in India are luring people to scam companies involved especially in cyber crimes. The advisory stated that anybody who takes up a job in Cambodia should do so only through authorized agents approved by the External Affairs Ministry. The Indian table tennis duo of Poimanti Baisya and Akash clinched the mixed doubles title at World Table Tennis Feeder Tournament held in Cappadocia. The duo secured their triumph after a fierce battle against fellow Indians Anirban Ghosh and Swastika Ghosh. The Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj and Ki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the 2024 Thailand Open today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.